right. With Thanksgiving with the gangs.
So I was praying about, I need to take Thanksgiving dinner to some gangs this year, and just like I do every year. But usually, God usually picks one or two gangs. But this time it was three gangs. When I mentioned it to my friends, I said, you know what? We'll take care of all the meals. If you're going to take it to gangs, we'll take care of all that. The turkey, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes and gravy, the apple pies, the pumpkin pies, all of that. We'll supply it for each gang. And they said, but one of the gangs has 59 guys in one gang. So we'll
They're
get you.
They're all staying in one house?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Well, it's a three-level house.
Okay.
And I'm like, it has a basement. I saw it. So they said, we'll get you two turkeys for them and a bunch of stuff. Like, hopefully that's enough, you know, so. So I met the first family that had all the food for me at 9 o'clock, and they had all the stuff. Oh man. And I was like, I thank God for you guys that were able to supply me with all this food for these gangs. And they're like, it's a blessing to do, Sonny. He says, we got to get back to our families. I was like, okay, man, thank you. So I took off, and I had addresses from my friends to go to each of those gangs. And they were all from Aurora to Commerce City. So I pulled up to the first gang about 9:45, and I was like, look at all these cars, man. All old cars, beautiful cars. I didn't know these gangs. I was like, God, you're going to have to do a miracle, because I don't know these guys. Prepare their hearts. And so I went to the front door with the turkey on my hand, and then like rang the doorbell. A couple guys came out, and they said, what do you want, man? I said, I brought you guys Thanksgiving dinner. He goes, you brought us a turkey, man? Did you bring any apple pies and pumpkin pies? I go, oh yeah, man, I got everything. They're like, what's your name? I said, my name's Sonny. I think I've heard of you, man. Like, you're the preacher from the streets, right? That talks about Jesus to all the gangs. I said, that's me, man. He goes, we heard that's all you talk about. I go, yeah, man, that's my life. It's Jesus Christ. Are you guys hungry? Oh, yeah, man, we're starving. I said, I need some help, man, because I have a bunch of stuff in the truck. Oh, yeah, man, we'll help you. So they put their shoes on. They still didn't even have their shoes on. They went out to the truck. They started helping me bring in I had cases of Dr. Pepper and Coke. And they left all the Coke there, man. They took all the Dr. Peppers. And they brought all the pies from Costco that my friend bought. Got it all set up at the table, and I started carving the turkey. And I'm not a good carver, but I was like, I'll start with the breast. And I started slicing it up. And they're like, I had plates for them, forks and spoons, everything. And all the other boys started waking up and like, what's going on out here, man? It's like, who's this guy? They were surprised that there was a stranger in their home. And I said, my name's Sonny, man. I brought you guys Thanksgiving. They're like, why did you do that, man? I said, because Jesus loves you, man. He said to feed those that are hungry. And I know you're hungry. So this is a big meal for you guys. So I started serving them as they were getting all the mashed potatoes and stuff by themselves. But the turkey, I was giving it to them, putting slices on their plates. They looked like little boys that haven't had Thanksgiving for a long time. They've been away from home, you know. And then as they were eating, they were going, man, I remember my mom, she would get up so early in the morning, man, she'd throw that turkey in the oven and she start, you know, she had already made the pies and like it was an all day deal, man. It was like my mom did so much work. My dad was taking care of all the other stuff, like the salads and all kinds of stuff. Like our favorite meal of the whole day was the turkey and then the homemade cinnamon rolls, man. Like those were the bomb. And then so they started talking. See how God used the Thanksgiving dinner? They started talking about their homes. They started talking about their families. They started talking about what they had at home, you know, what the tradition was on Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so then I started walking around as they were eating, and I read Jeremiah 29:11 to them. And then I said, and John 3:16 says, and the leader goes, I know what that is. I know that verse. I said, do you know it? He goes, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. All the gang members were looking at him like, how in the world do you know that verse, Sese? And he goes, man, you know, I gave my heart to God when I was about 16. But I had a lot of problems with my dad. My dad was an alcoholic and he'd beat us all up. And then he'd take us to church on Sundays. And then I was like, wait a minute. If we're supposed to love our neighbors, ourselves, and serve God, and then you're beating us up, and then Sunday you go back to church? Like, no. So he ran away. And he started his own gang. That was almost 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he hadn't been home for 7 years. And he says, but man, I do miss my mom's apple pie, man. Dang, that was the best. Homemade, fresh. So they kept talking about their families. And I was like, this is why God brought me here. Like, I said, you know what? Tomorrow's never promised, not even for me. I said, this could be my last meal. Like, I don't know. And they said, yeah, man, I know. We had a drive-by a couple weeks ago. We had to replace these front windows. I was like, wow, man. I said, but God loves you, and that's why I'm here. I said, you know what? It would be awesome if you guys would call your parents and say Happy Thanksgiving to them. I wonder what they're doing. They're probably having a big feast like us, man. They're like, so one by one, they started leaving on their phones and talking. And then I said, the guys that were still in the living room, in the dining room area, I said, those of you that want a new heart, a new life, want your names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, today's the day of salvation. Tomorrow's not promised. Today is it. Like, you're probably not going to see me again. Who wants to give their hearts to Jesus and go back to their families and enjoy the rest of your life with them and see what else God has for you? They started getting up and walking over to the kitchen, and it's like, I want to give my heart to Jesus, man. I just got done talking to my mom and dad, and they said that they have my room, they haven't changed a thing, and they want me home. But I don't want to go home with the broken heart and angry heart like what I've had towards my dad. I want a new heart, man, like what you said. One by one started giving their hearts to God, and pretty soon I said, if those of you that want God, just come over here. Because I was praying one at a time, but all of them were just looking. Within 45 minutes, that whole gang gave their hearts to God. The leader came out of his room crying. He goes, I just talked to my mom and dad, man. I find out that my dad's a Christian now. He doesn't drink. He's not an alcoholic. He hasn't been an alcoholic for 5 years now, man. Like, he's a totally different guy. I was talking to him. He sounds different. Like, I want to go home, man. I'm done with this kind of life. I want to go back home. He was crying, man, in front of his whole gang. Gang members, man,
they don't show emotion.
That's a sign of weakness.
That's it. They don't show emotion, yeah. And they don't show weakness. They don't show any of that.
Yeah.
He came out crying. He's like, Sonny, I'm not going to go home with a messed up heart, man. I want a transformed heart, like what you said. And I'll let Jesus Christ do whatever he has to do in me, man. Like, I'm done with this life. And all the boys were like, we just gave our hearts to Jesus too, man. My mom and dad are coming for me right now. And he's like, what? All of you did? And then he's like, yeah, man, we're going home. And they just, some were crying. So then when they all gave their hearts to the Lord and the leader was right there, he's like, how come my whole body's shaking, man? It's like, what's going on in my heart? And I go, God's transforming it, man. That's the Holy Spirit. And they just cried, man. He was crying. He's like, I can't believe it, man. Like, I'm going home. Like, they couldn't understand. They couldn't get the idea of them going home. When that morning, they were gangsters, you know? It's like, God gets all the victory for that. He gets the glory. He's like, thanks for coming, man. Thanks. They devoured all the food. It was gone. Like, they cleaned house. So I had a big plastic bag. I took all the trash, took it to the nearest dumpster and dumped it. And they were like, but I got to meet some of their families because they were already coming. Most of the families were Christians, but some weren't. But when they saw the difference in their son, they're like, you know what? I'm done running away from God. I want to run to him instead of from away from him. The dads gave their hearts to the Lord. The moms, like, it was a lot of crying. They're like, thanks for coming to us, sonny. Thanks for telling us about Jesus, man. See, I didn't know these games. Mm-hmm. But when they saw the love of Christ through food and through the word, that takes over, man. That, mm-hmm. I don't care who you are. When somebody comes and tells you about Jesus, it changes everything. So I had to go to the second destination to pick up the other food for the next game. The turkey and stuffing and everything, the pies. And that family prayed for me, and they're like, Sonny, what happened with the first gang? I said, they all gave their hearts to God, man, and they're all going home. They're like, that's a miracle, man. We'll keep praying. You know, they were like excited. It's like, it was worth it to cook all that food. I said, yeah, man. I said, now I got to go to the second game. I get there. Excuse me. I get the turkey and went to the doorbell. I just touched the doorbell and there was three guys at the door like, we saw you walking up here with this, that big thing, man. What do you got there? And I said, a turkey. You brought us a turkey? I said, yeah, with everything in it, man. Like, we got stuffing, we got mashed potatoes and gravy. We got, and the one kid goes, you got those green beans with the, like, the burnt onions on top and everything? I said, oh yeah, man. Oh yeah. I said, cornbread and everything. So when you take food to people that are just don't expect you, number one. Number two, when they see the food, they're like, okay, why are you doing this, man? It's like, you know what? God says you were hungry. Thanksgiving is about being thankful. And I thank God for you guys, man, because I know how it is to be broken. I know how it is to have a heart that's hurting. But God restores hearts. He, not only that, but he gives you a fresh anointing of his presence. But you got to accept them in your heart first, man. He goes, well, let's first get to eat turkey, man. Then we'll talk about that. Because they could smell it. They were hungry. So I said, I need some help, man. I got some stuff in the truck. He goes, hey, boys, go out there with him. Get some stuff. These gangs don't even know me. They trusted me that much. Why? Because I had a big turkey in a tray, like right in front of them. They're not gonna hold no pistols on a guy who has a whole turkey in his hand. Like, no. Plus, we prayed for that. And you prayed that wouldn't happen. Yeah. And it hasn't happened for months. And so I set up the table and get all the stuff. out of the truck and start carving the turkey. And one guy goes, you know what my dad used to do with the turkey, man? I said, no, man. He goes, he used to get that summer sausage, that smoked sausage, and he would stuff it all inside the turkey when it was before we cooked it. And it would cook with it, and then it smoked in there, and it's like gave the turkey a whole different flavor. I said, man, that had to be delicious. So then they started talking again. They started talking about their families, their traditions, the things that they did every year, the foods, the families that would come in. I noticed to the guys on the right, they started tearing up. Like, they were talking about what they would do on Thanksgiving Day. They started tearing up and they just started walking away. Like, it brought back a lot of memories. But that whole meal was for that reason. So they could think about their families, think about maybe going back home to their families. And I was serving them as they were almost finishing up. I said, do you want anything else on? Like, can I have more mashed potatoes and gravy? So yeah, so I would get it, get them some more mashed potatoes and gravy, take it back to him. He goes, you're like our waiter, S.A. And I go, yeah, man, I'm gonna serve you until you're full. They're like, thanks, man. Like, and I forgot to say that every time before we start eating, they start eating, I said, let's pray and thank God for Thanksgiving meal, man. So they would all take their caps off. Mm. These are gangsters. They don't do that. Yeah. Like, that's unheard of. Like, they don't. But they did, out of respect of prayer. So after they got done eating, but when they were, as they were eating, they're too busy eating. They can't yell at me. They can't say, hey, leave me alone, you know. That's when I present the word of God to them. I was just walking around the living room, in the kitchen, telling them, Jesus loves you, man. This is what God says about you, man. It's like, I know I use Jeremiah 29:11 a lot, but that verse talks about, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. See, they're lost. They don't have any plans. They don't know about their future, but God does. So that's why I tell them. And then I always read John 3:16. I was going to read John 3:16, and one of the boys goes, hey, Tebow always had it on his forehead, man. He had it all over, man. He wrote it down everywhere. I know what that verse says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not, perish. Oh, yeah, not perish, but have eternal life or something like that. Is that right? I go, you got it, man. That was perfect. He goes, I learned that from Tim Tebow, man. Because that guy talked about Jesus all the time. No matter how they treated him, he still talked about Jesus. And I'm like, here's this young man preaching, and he doesn't even realize it to all the other boys.
That goes to show you that Tim Tebow's life, his dedication to Jesus Christ, had an impact on this gang member that he realized and stuff. So that's the reason why God says walk in a godly life and stuff, because you never know who's watching.
That's
right. This young man was watching.
Wow, that's so good. I wish, man, that if Tim Tebow would hear that, it would just, I know it would bless his life, because it wasn't for nothing. It was for someone, like, even if it was just one. Mm-hmm. But look how many people he blessed with that. Like, he wasn't afraid to share it, you know, and to show it. And so, and then these gang members were like, you know what, man, I'm going to call my mom just to say happy Thanksgiving. I wonder what she's doing right now. They're probably getting all the food ready, and or maybe they already ate. I don't know. And so he, one by one, started calling their families. I was like, this is why, that's why I'm here. So they can start thinking about their families. And you can hear some of them crying, like, okay, mom, I miss you too. I love you. I'm like, I'll talk to you later. So I told the boys, I said, you know what? When was the last time you guys saw your parents? Like, I haven't seen my parents for 2 years, man. I haven't been over to the house. I said, he goes, the last time I got beat up by my dad, I just left. Because he liked taking drugs and drinking beer and getting drunk and all. Sometimes he didn't even know who I was, but he threw me around, threw my little brother around, my sister, and my mom. He goes, I couldn't handle that, man. I just left. Like, I should have stayed there to protect my mom, but I didn't. I regret that. He goes, I just called him, and my mom is fixing the dessert right now. I said, what does she make? And all the boys are just listening. She makes this pie that's got pudding in it. Man, it's insane. I always ate to where my belly button popped out, man. I was like, I would eat so much. And then they walk away crying because they remember. And then I said, you know what? I don't know if you guys will ever see me again, but I want to tell you that there is a promise, that there is salvation. What you guys see around you right now is just temporary. But Jesus Christ is eternal, man. That's for eternity. I said, who wants a new heart? Because I know they're broken, man. Because I know how that feels. Who wants a new heart and transformed heart? And they started getting up and coming over to me. The leader was like the fourth one. He says, you know what? I never should have left my mom in that situation, man. I'm ready to go home. And they all had dads. And that's the whole story about gang members. Their dads either been alcoholics or drug addicts, and they were abusers. They beat them up, and they would just run away from home. But later on, they thought, why did I leave my mom in that situation? You know, why? They start feeling bad. But then they're like, I'm not going to go home with a messed up heart, man. Like, it won't work. But if I have a new heart, like you said, maybe it'll help my dad. So, yeah, man. I want a new heart. So this is the second gang that gave their hearts to God. The whole gang. The first gang gave their hearts to God, now second gang. And I was like, this is happening pretty fast. But it wasn't because of me. It was because of Jesus Christ. He did it all. He gets all the glory, man. He gets all the victory for that. I just get to see it, you know? When the parents started showing up, they just ran. The leader ran out there, and his dad goes, I haven't drank one beer. I haven't taken any drugs since you left, man. That changed me. That broke my heart when you left. I haven't seen you for 5 years, man, and that's, I missed you. It's like, we want you to come home. He goes, I just gave my heart to Jesus, Dad. He goes, I've been a Christian for 3 years, man. Like, I know the Lord. They were just crying, like, out of control. My eyes still hurt from crying so much yesterday. I was a wreck. So then God says, you got to go to the third gang. And so I said goodbye to them. I gave them all my ministry cards. But the families were Christians. They told all the other families that weren't Christians, they helped me lead them to the Lord. They said, hey man, this is where we go to church. It's good youth group. It's got a good pastor, youth pastor. You guys need to come. Like, so they started helping me play some in churches that would help them, you know. That was a miracle in itself, too. And I was like, so the first gang had 33 guys. The second gang had 41 guys. It's like, man, they devour. I've never seen people eat turkey like that. All that was in that tray was bones. That was it. Everything was gone. Like, one kid kept saying, too bad turkeys don't come with two necks, man, because I love the necks. And he was so funny. Like, I don't like the necks, man, because that's what I got when I was little. I said, I got all the work, bad stuff. But see how God was working Thanksgiving meal for these boys? They started thinking about their families. That's what it was about. So after I prayed with all of them that were there, gave them ministry cards, and I want to disciple those that call me. I want to keep in touch with them as well. And so then I left, had to go to the third destination in Commerce City. And that family brought me two turkeys, because that gang was 59 guys, man. That was a big gang. Two turkeys and all kinds of pies, all kinds of stuffing, all kinds of mashed potatoes and gravy. It's like the corn, they had corn stuff on there. So then when I pulled up and I got the first turkey, went to the door, four guys came out and they're like, "All right, man, what do you got in that thing, man? Who are you? What are you doing here?" Like, "Are you guys hungry? Because I brought you turkeys, man." He goes, "You brought turkeys?" Like, "Yeah, I brought the whole Thanksgiving meal, everything." One kid goes, "Did you bring a pumpkin pie, man?" I said, "Yeah, I got four of them, man." The Costco, I don't know if you've seen the Costco pies. They're this big. They're huge. I said, "I have a lot of food for you guys. I need some help." And the leader goes, "Why are you doing this, man?" I said, "Because God says that you're hungry. And it's Thanksgiving. Why don't we celebrate together, man? Have Thanksgiving meal." Like, "All right," I said. "But you better not do any tricks or anything, man." I said, "How many of you guys is there here anyway?" He goes, "There's 59 of us, man." I said, "I know, and I'm by myself. But I brought God's kingdom with me." And they go, "What do you mean by that?" I said, "You don't see all these soldiers? They belong to my king, man. They protect me." And they're like, "Are you crazy or something?" I go, "Yeah, for Jesus Christ, man." He goes, "Okay, man, just get us the food, all right?" So all these guys went to the truck and started getting, they took my cooler, that it's all styrofoam, you know. I had Coke in one, Dr. Pepper, and then I had water. They pushed the Coke one to the side, took all the Dr. Pepper, all the water, those coolers came in, and about 20 minutes later, they went and got the other cooler with the Coke and drank that. But I said, "Before the meal, man, before I start carving, I said, why don't we pray for our meal and be thankful and give God the thanks for that?" And they started taking their caps off. These are gangsters. They don't do that. And that kept blowing me away. Like, why would they? Because they know about God. They know about respect. So I prayed for the meal and I thank God for them. I thank God for their families. And then I started carving and serving them. Each gang was the same thing. It was about families. It was about tradition. It was about what did they eat. So I kept digging in the bags, putting stuff out. And one Spanish boy, his name was Chico. He goes, "You know what I said? You know, I'm a Mexicano. And we didn't have turkeys, but for Thanksgiving. We had tamales, we had enchiladas, like we had a big Mexican meal. But we didn't have turkeys, you know, we didn't." He goes, "I miss my mom's tamales." At the bottom of one of the bags, there was a dozen tamales. I had no clue it was in there.
Oh, wow.
No clue. But the family that brought all the food with the two turkeys and everything, they said, "Are these gangs like Mexicanos?" And I said, "Yes, I heard that they were." So I didn't even know that they put a dozen tamales. So when I took out those tamales, that Chico goes, "You gotta be kidding me, man. You brought tamales? Like, I'm gonna call my mom." That's all it took for that young man. He was the first one. He called his parents and, "Are you making tamales?" "Yeah, we made them yesterday and we're eating them right now." He was on the speaker, I could hear him. And his mom goes, "Are you okay? What's wrong?" "No, I was just calling to say Happy Thanksgiving. And I really miss you guys. This guy brought us food and he's telling us about Jesus." The mom just broke. She just started crying. And then the dad started crying. It's like, "Well, you listen to him, all right? You pay attention to what he says." So they hung up and he goes, "You know what? I miss my parents. I miss my two sisters and my brother. I want to go home, man. I'm done with this life. I want to go home. I want to change my life. Like, I'm not going to hurt nobody else anymore, man. No way. I'm done." He goes, "But I'm going to eat some pie first before I call my mom again." He started eating pies, man. Like, and then he goes, "All right, man, what do I have to do to get a new heart?" So I said, "First of all, you got to ask for forgiveness, man. Ask God to forgive you of all your sin. And then you got to ask him to come in your heart." I said, "Do you believe that he died and he rose again on the third day?" He goes, yeah, man, I believe that. Like, that's what the Bible says. And I said, do you believe that if you give your heart to Jesus Christ, you'll have eternal life? Your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. By then, I had like 20 guys in front of me listening. And I said, those of you who want your names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, I want you to raise your hands. All of them. They're like crying. They're thinking about their parents. They're thinking about tradition. Thinking about what can we do to get back home. And all of them, all three gangs, same answer. I don't want to go home with a messed up heart, man. I want to go home with an angry heart. I want to go home with a new heart. And if that means have Jesus in my heart, then that's what I want. It was the same story, the same testimony. Why? That has never changed. That's how we get new hearts, through Jesus Christ. And so these guys started giving their hearts to the Lord. And then the leader, 58 guys gave their heart to the Lord. The leader comes over and he goes, you know what? I just talked to my dad. He sounded different, man, because he was a drug addict and alcoholic. He beat me up since I was like 10 years old, man. He would beat me and my brothers and sisters every weekend. We hated weekends, I said, because he would get drunk with his compadres and come home and just throw us around, you know? I was just crying. I was really sad, but he goes, but he sounded different on the phone, man. Like I told him, I'm not gonna go home until I have a new heart. Once I get that, then I'll come home. So he didn't realize that his whole gang on the other rooms were giving their hearts to God. So when he came out, he goes, why is everybody crying? What's going on? I said, they all gave their hearts to Jesus Christ, man. They're calling their parents right now. They're going home. He goes, I want to go home too, man. I don't want, can you pray that I'm not angry at my dad anymore, man? Because he used to beat me up. I was like, yeah, man. God can bring healing to that. So he accepted Jesus. The second he accepted the Lord, he cried. And all his gang members were looking at him like, this is real, I said. Like, this is happening. Like, my whole heart is shaking. I said, because that's because of Jesus. That's the Holy Spirit. And they're like, who are you, man? I said, I'm Sonny. I'm Sonny. I love Jesus, man. He goes, you're the guy that goes around gangs and tells them about Jesus. You, some guy named Blue Mustang? Is that your boss? Is that the leader of your gang? I go, yeah. I said, yeah. And then I have a bunch of prayer warriors, man, like Terry Bird and stuff. And all the boys started laughing. They're like, is he related to Big Bird or something, man? It's like, yeah, man. He goes, does he have yellow feathers? And they all laughed. It's like, and then the leader, his name was Joshua. He goes, so does Blue Mustang your boss or what is he? I said, he's the one that supplies food for gangs and for families. I said, he has a heart for you guys, man. He was like, dang, it's a... Who gave him the nickname Blue Mustang? I said, the Latinos. He goes, Lorenzo? I said, you know Lorenzo? He goes, yeah, man. He told us that there was a guy named Sonny that tells us about Jesus. He says, you heard him? We're going to come back. And we're not going to hurt you, man. Like, we know. I want to go home. I want to give my heart to the Lord, man. Like you said. I said, I have another scripture I got to read to you guys. So I was going to read Jeremiah 29:11 again, because see, these are the verses that they need, because they don't know their plans. They don't know their future, but God does. And he quoted the scripture himself. He goes, I know that scripture, man. That was the first scripture I learned at the Sunday school. A Sunday school teacher taught me that verse. And if I learned it, she would give me a Snickers bar, man. Like, that's how you learned it? He goes, yeah, man. I've had it in my head forever. I said, that's why, man. Because God loves you. He knew you were going to use that scripture to tell your voice right here. And he's crying. He says, when my mom and dad come here, man, will you stand by me? Because I don't know my dad was an alcoholic and drug addict, man. Like, he hurt me a lot, and my brothers and sister. And could you stand by me? Because I don't want to hit him, man. Like, I want to show him that Jesus loves him. Man. So when his dad got there, him and his dad and his mom ran to the house. When they came through the door, his dad had two Bibles. And he made a Bible for his son. His name was Joshua. And he said, look, I put your name on the Bible, man. Because I gave my heart a year after you left. I've served God since then. I'm not the same man that you used to know. He's crying. They hugged and cried. All the boys, the parents started coming. Some I didn't even meet because they were coming from a long way. But see what God did with Thanksgiving meal? He brought back family traditions in their hearts, in their heads. They started missing their families, and then God started working in their hearts. That was that simple. That was, God did that. It was amazing what God did. I just cried a lot yesterday. To see them just transform like that. And the parents coming to pick them up, and all the ones that weren't Christians gave their hearts to God because they saw the difference in their sons. And they told them, I just gave my heart to Jesus. I'm not going to go home with a messed up heart like what I had. No way. They said, we haven't changed your room. It's still the same. Come home. I cried, man. The families hugged me. They said, you're a hero, Sonny. And I said, it was Jesus Christ is the hero. I'm just the messenger. He gets the glory. He gets the victory for that. I just get to see it. They're like, you're a brave man to come here. I said, it's only because of God. That's it. It's not because of me. No. If it was me, I'd be running the other way. You know, because... And they said, are you scared of pistols? Did they put any pistols to your head or did they hurt you? And I said, no, they didn't. I said, because I had a turkey in my hand. So they had no choice but to take the turkeys. And as you can see, they ate all the turkeys. They're gone, like they're to the bone. I was just, that's what God does. That's where God sends me. So I got to go. That's what I do. That's what God. When God said, when I asked God to give me a ministry nobody wanted, nobody wants a ministry like this. Nobody. Because who wants to face lions? They're just broken boys. That's all it is. So yeah, yesterday, over 100 gang members gave their hearts to God. And now back with their family. Can you imagine going back home and waking up this morning at home with their family? Those parents. I went to bed at 2 in the morning, about 4 o'clock. From about 4:30 on, I've been getting calls. My son, it's so amazing to see my son in his bedroom sleeping like the little boy I remember. Like, thank you for taking the time to tell him about Jesus. And just, you're welcome. Like, that's an honor to do, it's a blessing to do. So when you guys pray for me, it's for a reason. It's because where I go, people don't go. It's an honor to do, though, for the Lord. So that was it with three gangs.